all stations. This is KE0FOE Caleb in Branson, Missouri. I'll be acting as net control for the Skywarn Usenet. But before we begin, are there any stations on frequency with time value or emergency traffic? Once again, stations with emergency traffic only. Please call now. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing heard. The purpose of the Skywarn Usenet is to provide a forum to encourage young amateur radio operators and their families to key up and get out on the air, and to create an educational awareness among all operators about Skywarn and basic weather facts. All hams of all ages are encouraged to check in and support this net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. The Skywarn Usenet meets on the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, All Star Link nodes 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister DMR Talk Group 31686, the YSF Reflector 31686, and on participating amateur radio repeaters every Sunday evening at 7:30 Central or Monday at 0030 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Usenet, including a list of participating repeaters and Echolink and other VOIP nodes, is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. Tonight we're going to be doing something a little different. The Skywarn Usenet takes check-ins by asking for only your call sign first, and then by asking for the rest of your information after a cue is made. We first call for short-time stations, and then for stations in specific locations. If we don't call your location or you miss your location, we do a final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. Before we open the Skywarn Usenet to check-ins, I would like to invite all stations, when we call you back, to share any current or recent weather conditions and observations for your area. I'll go first. Here in Branson, Missouri, it is currently 75 degrees with clear skies. I had a high today of 83 and a low this morning of 36, and we received about 17 hundredths of an inch in precipitation during the past week. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. Before we jump into check-ins, I do have a trivia question for tonight. So, here is the question. When looking at weather radar, what is a hook echo often an indication of? So please feel free to give a guess when I call you back, and I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. So, we are now opening the net to any and all short-time check-ins not using the PRA system in the Pacific Northwest. Please slowly only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Usenet.
KN6WOW, Kilo, November 6,
Kilo 5 Delta, Victor Tango, John,
this is John, Puerto Rico, Arkansas.
Whiskey 8, Uniform Lima Tango, W8, ULT, MAC in Santa Clarita.
KO6GWR, Kilo Oscar 6, Golf Whiskey Romeo, Rod in Santa Clarita. I'll be in and out, Caleb. Have a good night.
Net control, please check in. Whiskey 5, X-ray, Charlie Romeo, W5, XCR.
Net control,
K7GNZ, Kilo 7, Golf November Delta. Larry in Florence, Oregon, 52 degrees and cloudy. And no guess on the trivia question, Caleb. Thank you very much.
Okay, let me stop right there. We had a big lineup, and I'll need to go back to a few stations, and fortunately, this new method seems to be working. So, earlier we received KC5FM, Lloyd in Cowley County, Kansas. He was an early check-in. And then I acknowledged KN6WOW, K5DVT, W8ULT, KO6GWR, W5ECR, K7GND, N3DQD, and KD3AJN as a proxy. So first let me go to KN6WOW. John, good evening. Can I get your location, weather information if you have any, and a guest to the trivia if you have one?
KN6WOW, our present temperature, Caleb, is 64 in Porter Ranch, California. This morning we did have heavy drizzle. Everything was wet, but we're down to just cloudy skies presently. No wind, and I don't have a answer for your trivia. Thank you. Back to Ned.
Okay, very good there, John. Thank you. I copy you in Porter Ranch, California, with 64 degrees, cloudy currently, no wind, and heavy drizzle previously, and no guests for the trivia. Thank you very much, John, for your check-in. I appreciate you. And I'll be clear with you now, and I'll go to K5DVT. John, good evening to you. Can I get your location and anything else you have for the net?
Yeah, KE0FOE, here is station K5DVT Mobile. Currently, I am on I-49, about to cross I-49 and US 412 here in Springdale, Arkansas. Current temperature is 74 degrees, and it's probably a little bit less than that. The car that I'm reading that off was in direct sunlight all day, but I've been incredibly mild temperatures and weather all weekend long. It's almost picture perfect. Had some unique unseasonable lows down into the late 40s, but that's all from my end, and no answer for the trivia question from my end. I'm mobile down the airstrip here, and I missed it. So I sent it to Caleb and the rest of the net. I'll hand it back over to you, and good evening. KE0FOE from K5DVT 73.
All right, very good there, John. Thank you. I copied K5DVT, John, mobile on I-49 near Springdale, Arkansas, with 74 degrees, lows in the 40s recently, and mobile there. So thank you, John, so much for your check-in. Good to hear from you again, and you mobile safe there. So I'll be clear with K5DVT and go to W8ULT. Can I get your name, location, and anything else you have for the net tonight?
Problem, W8ULT here. Good afternoon, Caleb. Name here is Mac, Mike Alpha Charlie Kilo. Currently located in Santa Clarita, California. Current temperature is 65, feels like 59. And today we had a high of 66 and a low of 53. It's been mostly cloudy throughout the entire day, which is a little bit different this time of year, but not unwelcome. So I have no guess for your trivia question this time around, and I will go ahead and pass it back over to Net Control.
Okay, very good there, Mac. Thank you. I copy W8ULT, Mac, in Santa Clarita, California, with 65 degrees currently, with cloudy all day, and a high of 66 and a low of 53, and nothing else. Thank you so much, Mac, for your check-in. I appreciate you. All right, let me go back to KO6GWR Rod in Santa Clarita, I believe. Rod, can I get your weather information and anything else you have for the net?
KO6GWR, good evening, Caleb, and everybody else on the net. 64 degrees, like everybody else in Santa Clarita, Porter Ranch. 64 degrees, cloudy, and we've had drizzle off and on all day long. And the answer to the question, I'm not exactly sure, but I think I've seen it when I've been in the Midwest watching weather things. The hook indicates the area of a potential tornado, if I understood the question correctly. So that's my answer. KO6GWR, I will be clear. Have a good night.
All right, very good there, Rod. I copy 64 degrees, cloudy, with a drizzle, and a guess of tornado for the trivia. Thank you very much for that. And, yeah, you understood the question correctly. But thank you so much for your check-in. I appreciate you, and I'll be clear. Let me go now to W5ECR, Echo Charlie Romeo. Can I get your name, location, and anything else you have for the net?
I believe that was W5XCR. W5XCR, Whiskey 5, X-Ray Charlie Romeo, Charles in Wesley, Arkansas.
Okay, yes, thank you for the correction. I copy Whiskey 5 X-Ray Charlie Romeo. Apologies, there was a bit of a double, I believe, when you checked in, but I copy Charles and Wesley, Arkansas. Good evening to you. Welcome to the Skywarn Usenet. Do you have any weather information for the net or a guest to our trivia?
didn't catch a trivia question, but I will give you 66 degrees here in Wesley, about 10, 15 miles east of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Had a low of 40 this morning and a high of 80.
Okay, thank you very much, Charles. I think I copied 66 degrees, 80 degree high and 40 degree low over there in Arkansas. So thank you very much for your check-in. And yeah, welcome to the Skywarn Newsnet. I don't believe I've heard you before, but we're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate your support. And for more information about our net, you can go to our website, skywarnyouth.net, for more information. All right, I'll be clear with W5XCR and go to K7GND, Larry in Florence. Good evening. Can I get your weather information or anything else you have for the net?
Yeah, Caleb, K7GND here, 52 degrees, cloudy, and no guess on the question. Thanks, Caleb, K7GND, Florence, Oregon.
All right, very good there, Larry. Thanks so much. I copy 52 degrees and cloudy. So I'll be clear with K7GND and N3DQD Ray and Beaver. I also copied your proxy for KD3AJ and Anna and Beaver. You doubled with Larry, but did you have any weather information or anything else for the net?
59 degrees. Low temperature this morning was 34 degrees. And I have no response to the question. I do not know the answer to that. Thank you. This is N3DQD.
Okay, very good there, Ray. Thank you. I copy 59 degrees currently with a 34-degree low earlier. So, and I just again confirming I got your proxy for Anna KD3AJN. So thank you very much for your check-ins and for everybody bearing with me here. And yes, it seems like this new method I'm trying out is working well against doubling. We're just trying to see if the doubles are less long, I can copy more information, and then I'll go back to each station for more. So that's the bottom of my list here. So are there any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
KO6GSF, Kilo Oscar 6, Gulf Sierra Foxtrot.
November 6, Kilo, November Echo. November 6, Kilo, November Echo.
All right, let me stop there. I think I heard three stations. The first one was a double. I copied KO6 Gulf Sierra Foxtrot. The other station I think I heard was in Springdale. And then I copied N6KNE Ken. So let me go to KO6GSF. Can I get your name, location, weather information if you have it, and anything else you have for the net?
KO6GSF here. Good evening, all. My name is Mike. I'm in Highland, California, and 68 degrees right now. We had a high of 70. We have partially cloudy skies. And I have no idea about the trivia question. 73 is all.
Okay, very good there, Mike. Thank you. I copy you in Highland, California, with 58 degrees, partly cloudy, and a 70-degree high today. Thank you so much for your check-in. So I'll be clear with you now. The other station who was in Springdale, can you go ahead and give me your full check and give me your call sign, name, location, and any weather or anything else you have for the net?
Yes. Thank you, Caleb. This is Stephen from Springdale. Call sign November 5, Zulu Echo. We currently have 72 degrees. It's been mild all day, sunshiny. Like John earlier said, we got nothing to complain about. Thank you for running the net. Caleb, back to you in Fazetti.
Okay, thank you very much, Steve. I copy November 5 Zulu Echo in Springdale, Arkansas, with 72 degrees and sunny. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight. I appreciate you. And welcome to the Skywarn Newsnet. I don't believe I've heard you before, but we're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate your support. And for more information about our net and all the ways you can get into it, do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. Okay, I'll go back now to N6KNE. Ken, go ahead and give me your location and any weather or other things you have for the net.
Hello, Caleb. I'm coming to you from Chinalta, Colombia, where it's currently 79 degrees, 70% humidity. I do see some lightning coming in from the northeast, so that'll be nice, get some good rain. The answer to the trivia, I think, is a spinning updraft, which could lead to a tornado. And then, if I may, just a quick announcement. As of a couple minutes ago, Hub 2626, or node number 2626, does now automatically connect to your Sunday net, and that is the unseen hub there that is owned and operated by Larry, K7GND. Thank you, Caleb, for taking my check-in. This is Ken, N6KNE, Chinalta, Colombia.
Okay, very good there, Ken. Thank you. A copy in Colombia with 79 degrees, 70% humidity, lightning in the distance, and a guess of tornado for the trivia. And, yeah, thank you for that information. We'll be sure to keep an eye on the All-Stars, and it's always great to have more links. Hopefully more folks will come in through it. So thank you so much, Ken. I'll be clear with N6KNE and all those other stations. Thank you all so much for checking in tonight and bearing with us with this new method here. So before I do one more call, let me repeat tonight's trivia question in case nobody heard it. So here is the question. When looking at weather radar, what is a hook echo often an indication of? So please feel free to give a guess when I call you back. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. All right, are there any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system? Please call now with adjust your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Usenet.
This is Kilo Bravo 5, Romeo, Lima Mike, KB5, RLM, Randy and Gentry.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Juliet 5, Charlie, Whiskey, Romeo. That's KJ5, CWR, Brad in Springdale. And good weather here.
Net control. Net control, please copy Whiskey 5, Bravo, November, Lima, Portable, and my drift driver, November 5, Alpha, Lima, Golf, Brandon and Lava in Bella Vista.
All right, let me stop right there. I need to acknowledge a couple of stations. I acknowledge KB5RLM, Randy, KJ5CWR, Brad, W5BNL, and N5ALG. First, let me go now to KB5RLM. Randy, good evening. Can I get your location and anything else you have for the net, like weather information or a guest to the trivia?
This is KB5RLM, Randy, Gentry, Arkansas, which is northwest Arkansas. Trivia question would be... possible place for the formation of a tornado, and weather is 77 degrees and fair, and I believe our low this morning was around 40 or 42. With that, I'll turn it back to you. This is KB5RLM.
Okay, very good there, Randy. Thank you. I copy you're in northwest Arkansas with 77 degrees fair, a low of 40 degrees, and a guess of tornado for the trivia. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate you. And welcome to the Skywarn Usenet. I don't believe I've heard you before, but we're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time if you'd like to join us again in the future. And if you would, please do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net, for more information about our net and how you can get into it. So I'll be clear with you now and go to KJ5CWR, Brad. I think I copied you in Springdale, Arkansas. Can I get any weather information you may have or anything else you have for the net?
Yes, so that Springdale, Arkansas was correct. I'm going to go with the trivia first. I'm against tornado, and weather has been about 71 today. Breezy, dry, very nice day. All in all, back to net control. Further comments, KJ5CWR, clear.
All right, very good there, Brad. Thank you. I copied 71 degrees, breezy and dry, and a guess of tornado for the trivia. Thank you very much. And a welcome to you as well to the Skywarn Usenet. I don't believe I've heard you before. But again, if you would join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate your support. All right, let me go to W5BNL. I copied the proxy for November 5 Alpha Lima Golf, but that was all I could get. So W5BNL, can I get your name, location? I copied your mobile and anything else you have for the net and the name and location of your proxy.
Roger that. Well, first of all, you're doing a great job. This is my first time on the net, well, like you've been saying. So, sorry if I don't know the protocol just yet, but this is Whiskey 5 Bravo November Lima, Brandon in Bella Vista, Arkansas, and November 5 Alpha Lima Golf is Lana in also Bella Vista, Arkansas. Weather conditions today have been absolutely gorgeous, and if you want, you can use either Brad or Randy's. Randy's was pretty much exactly what I experienced today. And as for the trivia question, I'm going to say that a hook echo is indicative of rotation, whether it's a tornado or not. Thank you very much, and this is W5BNL. I'll be clear.
Okay, very good there. W5BNL, Brandon, mobile near Bella Vista, Arkansas. And copy that your weather is very similar to Randy's, about 77 degrees fair, and copied guess for tornado for the trivia. Thank you. And then I copied Anna for the proxy, N5ALG, also mobile with you there. So thank you so much for your check-in. And you as well, welcome to the Skywarn Usenet. And we're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. And we'd love to hear you again in the future. So if you would, check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net, for more information. All right, I'll be clear with that group now, and I'll do one more call. Are there any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system for the Skywarn Usenet? Please call now with just your call sign, normally and phonetically. This is KU0FOE, Net Control.
Net Control. Net Control. Please check in Kilo, Juliet, 5, Kilo, X-ray, Whiskey.
ASIJB. Alpha Flash Flash opposite. East 3 Bravo, Manitoba, check in only. Thank you.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo India 5, Tango Golf EAP, KI5TGY.
All right, let me stop right there. I heard three stations. Kilo Juliet 5, Kilo X-ray Whiskey. I'll be right back. AF5JB Matt, quick in and out. Thanks for your check-in, Matt. And then KI5TGY. First, let me go to KJ5KXW. Good evening. Can I get your name, location, and weather information if you have it, or a guest to the trivia as well?
Net Control, this is KJ5KXW. My name is Aaron, Gentry, Arkansas. We're also here with Randy Mall, KB5RLM. The weather here is looking quite the same. And for the trivia question, a hook echo on radar. I experiment with lots of this, especially when there's like major storms hitting across the U.S. A hook echo, I'm going to go with, represents a tornado either on the ground or forming.
Okay, I copied KJ5KXW in Gentry, Arkansas with guess of tornado. Kind of had a rough copy on everything else. Can I get your name one more time, please?
My name is Lee Allen. I am 11 years old.
Okay, very good. I copy Lee Allen. Thank you very much. And I copy that you're 11 years old. Well, welcome to the hobby. I assume that you recently got your call sign, but welcome once again, and thank you so much for checking in with me tonight on the Skywarn Usenet. We'd certainly love to have you again, as this is kind of the point of the net, is to try to get young hams like yourself interested and into the hobby, and we'd love to hear you again in the future. So once again, if you didn't hear already, this is the Skywarn Usenet, and we're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time if you'd like to join us again in the future. And for more information, if you go to our website, skywarnuse.net, you can find information about our net and all the ways you can get into it, as well as information about severe weather safety. You could probably learn something interesting there. So thank you so much. I'll be clear with KJ5KXW. Let me go now to KI5TGY. Good evening. Can I get your name, location, and anything else you have for the net?
Kilo Echo Zero Foxtrot Oscar Echo Caleb. This is Dana in Bella Vista, KI5TGY. You just heard a friend of mine, Lee Allen, and his granddad, BLM. A lot of us are in this corner of Northwest Arkansas. I have 83 degrees on my thermometer outside temperature. Sunny day, a beautiful day, the best spring. Can't get another great day like we had today. But my point in signing onto your net, Caleb, I just returned from a campground east of us over by Conway, Arkansas. In that area, there is a little corner, it's an intersection with the name, what is it? Anyway, we got back from there, and it's a little small town. Just a minute. I'm back.
Okay, very good there.
We traveled over there to the Conway, Arkansas area, where there is the Tuckstuck Festival happening this past weekend. We attended it within a campground. Toadsuck, T-O-A-D, space S-U-C-K. A great, well-attended local festival in a small town in Arkansas. So if you haven't heard of it, make a note and look it up, and maybe you can come back. Anyway, we just got home this afternoon. It was a great weekend, and I wish Serenity well in her... what's going on with her? She's anyway, you know the circumstances with her. I wish her well and her family. And thank you for conducting this net this evening. It's been a great pleasure to hear everyone checking in. So, again, this is Dana in Bella Vista, KI5PGY. Back to you, Caleb. KE0FOE.
Okay, I copied KI5TGY Dana and Bella Vista with 83 degrees and sunny and a beautiful day. Thank you so much for your check-in there. I appreciate you, and welcome to the Skywarn Usenet. Like I said before, we're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd love to hear you. All right, let me be clear with those stations now, and I'll go ahead and do one more call for any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system for the Skywarn Usenet. And also, if you didn't hear it, we have a trivia question tonight, and here is the question one more time. When looking at weather radar, what is a hook echo often an indication of? So please feel free to give a guess when I call you back. I'll write it down and reveal the answer towards the end of the net. So please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KU0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Usenet.
This is KR4LSP. That is Kilo Romeo 4, Lima Sierra Papa.
KJ7AGQ, Kilo Juliet 7, Alpha Golf, Quebec.
All right, I copied two more stations there, KR4LSP and KJ7AGQ. First, let me go to KR4LSP. Good evening. Can I get your name, location, and anything else you have for the net?
Yes, this is Luther in Dyersburg, Tennessee, in West Tennessee on Echo Link. And For the trivia question, I do believe that is to indicate the formation of a potential tornado. In terms of weather, absolutely beautiful. We've got winds as high as 13, 15 miles per hour. It's 68 right now, 64, sorry. Feels like 58. It was a high of 73 and a low of 41, and clear skies through till Tuesday at least. Back to you.
All right, I copy KR4LSP Luther in West Tennessee with 64 degrees, clear skies, 73 high, 41 low, and a guess of tornado for the trivia. Thank you very much for that, Luther. I appreciate you, and I thank you very much. So I'll be clear with you. Move on to KJ7AGQ. Good evening. Can I get your name, location, weather information if you have it, and anything else you have for the net?
This is KJ7AGQ. John in Law Center, Washington. Current temperature is 86 degrees. We had a high today of 90 degrees. And for the trivia question, my guess is a tornado.
Okay, very good there, John. I copy you're in Law Center, Washington. I copied your 86 degrees, 90 degree high, and a guess of tornado for the trivia. Thank you so much for your check-in. It's great to hear from you again. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call. Are there any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system for the Skywarn Ethernet? Please call now with just your call sign, normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
ASIJB once again. It's currently 79 degrees and mostly cloudy. And the answer question is is a tornado. 33. Clear.
Okay, I copied a recheck from Matt, AF5JB in Oklahoma with 69 degrees, mostly cloudy, and I guess a tornado for the trivia. Thank you, Matt. I didn't go back to you because you said in and out, but thank you for coming back. Okay, I'll be clear with you and do one more call. Are there any more short-time check-ins for the Skywarn Usenet outside of the PRA system before we move on? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
Whiskey Bravo 9, Whiskey Victor Bravo, short time.
Why? November 8, Oscar Alpha Yankee.
Okay, I copied two more stations there. I believe I got WB9WVB Victor Bravo, and then November 8, Oscar Alpha Yankee. Great to hear from you, Dave. So let me first go to WB9WVB. Can I get your name, location, weather information if you have it, and anything else you have for the net?
And it's Kurt in Claremore, Oklahoma. Weather is nice, about 72 degrees, clear, and nothing more, no further traffic back to net control, WB9WVB.
Okay, very good there, Kurt. Thank you. I copy you in Claremore, Oklahoma, with 72 degrees and clear. Thank you so much for the check-in. And then we go back to N8OAY. Dave in Huntsville, Alabama. Good evening, Dave. Can I get your weather information if you have it and anything else you have for the net?
Thank you, Caleb. We have 61 degrees and clear with a very mild breeze tonight. And the hook echo indicates the inflow or updraft with the potential for a tornado. N8OAY clear.
Okay, very good. I copy N8OAY, Dave in Huntsville, Alabama, with 61 degrees, clear, very light breeze, and a guess of tornado for the trivia. Thank you very much, Dave, for your check-in. Great to hear from you. All right, I'll be clear with those stations now and do one last call. Any other short time stations, not in the PRA system for the Skywarn Usenet before we move on. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
Correction.
November 6 Kilo, November Echo, just to recheck with a little bit of information for you, Caleb.
All right, I think I copied two stations with a recheck. I think I heard Matt with a correction and then Ken with information. Matt, go ahead with your correction.
Yeah, copy. I mentioned that it was 69 degrees earlier. It's actually 79 degrees, 79. That's all I got back to that control. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Matt. I copied the correction of 79 degrees. Okay, I'll be clear with AF5JB and go back to N6KNE. Ken, go ahead.
Hey, Caleb, I checked with the bubble chart, the All-Star connections. I looked at the bubble chart. The PRA is not connected this evening. And then I confirmed it with Larry, K7GND, who can hear the repeaters. And so just information for you. The PRA is not connected this evening. N6KNE.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Ken. Yeah, I had a little bit of all-star trouble. I'm not even running the net the way I normally do here. I'm using a handheld. So I guess maybe the request to link did not work. So I guess we'll try again. Thank you so much for letting me know there. So I'll try to link. Okay, it looks like the link has worked. So apologies to all stations on the PRA system. But we are running the Skywarn Usenet. The All-Star link did not seem to hook up tonight. So if the frequency is clear, we will continue with the net here. I'll stand by for any objection. Once again, is the frequency clear for the Skywarn Usenet on the PRA system? Standing by.
Early 5, Foxtrot Mike, KC5FM, over.
Okay, nothing heard over on the PRA system. Lloyd, KC5FM, I logged you as an early check-in earlier on the net. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is KC5FM. An evacuation order has been issued by Kern County, California, Sheriff's Office for an active wildfire. Check your local Kern County resources for further information. And number two, I ask you for a phone call after the net, and I left my number. Would you mind, would you have time to make that phone call after the net? KC5FM, over.
All right, copy that, Lloyd. Yeah, stations, that warning is only for Kansas, so please don't be alarmed. But, Lloyd, I will not have time after the net, so I'll try again tomorrow. That's all right, so... I'll be clear with KC5FM here, and I think I'll move right along now since we are now linked in with PRA. Apologies, stations, once again for the sudden link. I thought it worked, but it seemed to fail. So either way, I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in Oregon and throughout the Pacific Northwest via the Peak Radio Association linked repeaters. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. Now we're doing things a little bit differently tonight to try and alleviate doubling. And also, we do have a trivia question for tonight, so here it is. When looking at weather radar, what is a hook echo often an indication of? So please feel free to give a guess when I call you back. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. So, this is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Usenet.
KE7HLT, Whiskey 7, Hotel Lima Tango, JT and Depot Bay.
We got Kilo Echo 6, India Zulu Lima, visiting Kirbyville, Missouri from California. Trying a different rig. Been unsuccessful. Hopefully this is getting in. Kilo Echo 6, India Zulu Lima.
KY7WTF, Kilo Yankee 7, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, currently mobile in between Burns, Oregon, and Bend, Oregon.
All right, let me stop right there. I acknowledge three stations, W7HLT, KE6IZL, and KY7WTF. First, let me go to Whiskey 7 Hotel Lima Tango, JT in Depot Bay, Oregon. Can I get any weather information you may have or a guest to the trivia tonight and any other comments?
Good evening. I was worried that we weren't going to get to hear you tonight. I'm glad you got things worked out and you're on the air. Well, in Depot Bay, we have partly sunny skies right now. Temperature is 58 degrees. We had a wind shift here just a few hours ago. The wind was blowing light out of the north, and now we have about 10 to 12 out of the south. And I do not have an answer for your trivia.
Okay, thank you very much, JT. I copied your 58 degrees, partly sunny, and a wind there. And yeah, it's one of those nights. The tech is just not working tonight. So, I mean, I guess it's working now. It's just a little iffy. But yeah, we are still here, and the net actually has been going on so long that you were next on the list anyway. So all works out anyway. So thanks so much, JT. I'll be clear with Whiskey 7 Hotel Lima Tango. And move on now to KE6IZL. I copied you our mobile visiting Kirbyville, Missouri. Can I get your name for the log and anything else you have for the net?
Yes, sir. Name is Kilo Echo 6, India Zulu Lima. It's in the low 70s here, I think, after a high of about 80. Just got back from a road trip. Branson at Kirbyville is near Branson, Missouri. Went out to the Boot Hill of Missouri, down in the Blytheville. Visited New Missouri, where the large earthquakes changed the course of the Mississippi River, and I think it was 1811. Headed down into Tunica, Mississippi to visit the scene. Back from Tunica, Mississippi today. It has been absolutely beautiful. I visit this area often, and it's been dry and clear. Absolutely beautiful. Kilo Echo 6, India, Zulu, Lima.
All right, very good there, Chris. And yeah, welcome to Branson, the Branson area. That's actually where I am, and it's my QTH. But enjoy your trip here, and hope you enjoy yourself. Thanks so much for taking the time to check into my net here. And we're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. So if you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate it. And I'm sure wherever your home is, you'll be able to get into us with all the internet links we have. And you can find all that information on our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net here. So I'll be clear with KE6IZL and go to KY7WTF in Bend, Oregon. Can I get your name for the log and anything else you have for the net?
Yeah, hi there. My name is Jeshua. Yeah. I'm currently mobile, driving back from Riggins, Idaho, doing some spring bear hunting up there, and been grabbing several different repeaters along the way. It's about a 7-hour drive home, and I'm got about an hour out. Weather here is currently 73 degrees, partly sunny, partly cloudy. Looks like I got some weather up ahead, but looking pretty nice.
Okay, thank you very much, Joshua. I copy of 73 degrees, partly cloudy in the mobile, with weather up ahead. Well, yeah, you stay safe, mobile safely, and thanks so much for taking the time to check in to my net here. I appreciate it. And I don't believe I've heard you before, so welcome to the Skywarn Usenet. Like I said before, our net is here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, and you can find more information about our net on our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. So I'll be clear with you. And do one more call now. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
Kilo 7, Mike Juliet Bravo. Michael.
Kilo Bravo 6, Uniform Papa Charlie.
Okay, I think I heard two stations there. K7MJB, Michael, and KB6UPC. I'll be right back. So K7MJB, Michael, can I get your location and any weather or guests for the trivia tonight?
Yes, this is Michael, K7MJB. We got a little bit of a breeze out of the southeast. We have over 80 degrees today, and no weather for no rain for a while. I'm in Salem, Oregon.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I was just about to ask. I copy you're in Salem, Oregon, with the 80s today and some wind and no rain in a while. So thank you so much, Mike, for your check-in. Appreciate you. And I'll be clear with you and go to KB6UPC. Good evening. Can I get your name, location, and any weather or other information for the net?
This is Brian. I'm in the Seca Beach, Oregon, which is about 7 miles north of Gold Beach. It's 56 degrees here, 92% humidity, and winds from the south at 8 miles an hour. I do not have a clue about the trivia question, and I had a question for you real fast if you had a minute.
Okay, very good there, Brian. Thank you. I copy you're near Gold Beach, Oregon, with 56 degrees, 92% humidity, and wind. Go ahead with your question.
I wondered, several weeks ago, I was listening on HF, I think it was 40 meters, and there was a guy named Caleb in West Virginia working a bunch of stations in with a remote station in New York. Was that you?
No, I'm in Branson, Missouri, and my call is KE0FOE. So, yeah, definitely not me.
Okay, just had to know. Thank you, Caleb, KB6UPC.
Okay, very good there, Brian. Thank you so much. I'll be clear with KB6UPC. All right, one more call. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system? And for anybody who hasn't heard, we have a trivia question tonight, and here it is one more time. When looking at weather radar, what is a hook echo often an indication of? So please feel free to give a guess when I call you back, and I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. So, please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, net control.
Kilo Echo 4, Uniform Yankee Delta, Michael in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, I think I copied a station. Kilo Echo 4, Uniform Yankee Delta, Michael in Memphis, Tennessee. Is that right? And if so, give me your weather information and anything else you have for the net.
The Beacon Net, a gathering of hams from around the world, will start on the system in 30 minutes. Come join us.
And there she is. QST, QST, QST. I
am... sorry about that, folks. Another system seems to be starting their net, so they've been disconnected. Okay, KE4UYD, Michael in Memphis, Tennessee. Do you copy? Can you confirm your information and give me any weather or any other comments for the net? Okay, nothing else heard, so I'm logging it. All right, one more call. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
KK7WKM, Kilo, Kilo 7, Whiskey, Kilo, Mike.
Okay, I copied one there, KK7WKM. Good evening. Can I get your name, location, and any weather or other comments for the net?
Yes, thank you. This is Brett, KK7WKM. I'm mobile in Rickreal, Oregon, near Dallas, Oregon. It's 86 degrees and beautiful. Green grass, blue skies. Great day.
Okay, I copied Brett in Rickreal, Oregon, mobile with 86 degrees. Beautiful day. Thank you very much, Brett, for checking in. I appreciate you. And I don't believe I've heard you before, but this is the Skywarn Usenet, and we're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, assuming the nodes work properly. And we would certainly love to hear you again in the future. And for more information about our net, please do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. Okay, I'll be clear with KK7WKM and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KU0FOE, net control. Okay, nothing else heard. We are now opening the net to any and all hams to check in via any of our VOIP networks. This includes the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, All-Star Link node 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister DMR Talk Group 31686, the ACES System Fusion Reflector 31686, and any other participating VOIP nodes. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Usenet.
KN0LZE, Kilo November Zero, Lincoln Zebra Edward Todd, Redstone Arsenal.
Okay, I copied one station, KN0LZE, Todd, and Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. Good evening. Can I get any weather information or other comments you have for the net?
58 and clear. Redstone is Huntsville, Alabama. 58 and clear. Answer to your trivia, that hook echo is a predictor of the tornadic activity.
Okay, very good copy. 58 degrees, clear, and a guess of tornado for the trivia. Thank you very much, Todd, for the check-in. I'll be clear with you now and do one more call. Are there any more VOIP check-ins? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, net control.
WB6WNI, Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey November India.
Okay, this I acknowledge WB6WNI, Gary in San Jose. Good evening, Gary. Can I get your weather information and anything else you have for the net?
Yes, good evening, Caleb. It's a cloudy, 65 degrees, no wind. And I'm just going to go what everybody else is saying, tornado, because you know it makes perfect sense, Caleb. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, very good there, Gary. Thank you. I copy 65 degrees, cloudy, and a guess of tornado for the trivia. Thank you so much for that. It's great to hear from you as always. And thanks for sticking around during this very long net tonight. So I'll be clear with WB6WNI and do one more call. Are there any more VOIP check-ins for the Skywarn Usenet? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the N5XKK repeater or stations in the Rogers County, Oklahoma area, as that system is not linked any longer. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Usenet.
Alpha India 5 Quebec, AI 5U. Jerison, Tulsa with 72 degrees and clear skies, and a tornado for the trivia.
Okay, very good. I copy AI5Q, Jerison, Tulsa, Oklahoma, with 72 degrees, clear, and a guess of tornado for the trivia. Thanks so much, Jerris. Great to hear from you, and say hello to Noel for me. This is KE0FOE. I'll do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically.
KN4ZXP, KN4ZXP, White River, Fayetteville, Arkansas, and tornado for the trivia. 73 degrees and clear skies.
Okay, you kind of doubled with me there, but I think I heard most of you. I think I heard KN4ZXE Zulu X-ray Echo in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Can you confirm your call sign, give me your name, and your weather information again?
KN4ZXB Kilo November 4 Victor X-ray Papa, Fayetteville, Arkansas, White River, 74 degrees, clear skies, tornado for trivia.
Okay, thank you for the correction. Kilo November 4, Victor X-ray Papa, sorry about that, and copy in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Thank you very much for the check-in. And a welcome to the net. We're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate your support. And for more information, please do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net. just like the name of the net. So I'll be clear with you now and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Usenet. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in the Huntsville, Alabama area. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Usenet. One more call for stations in the Huntsville, Alabama area. Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the KE6PGN repeater at 447.82 MHz in Southern California. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Usenet.
AJ6LX, Alpha Juliet 6, Lima X-ray.
Apologies, I doubled Alpha Juliet station. Come again.
AJ6LX, Alpha Juliet 6, Lima X-ray.
Okay, Kilo Juliet 6, Lima X-ray. Thank you for bearing with me here. Can I get your name, location, and any comments or weather information for the net?
Yeah, good evening. My name is Matt. I'm in Monrovia, Southern California, just outside of Los Angeles. Nothing else to report. Just checking in. Appreciate you being there. Back to net, AJ6LX.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much. I copy you in Monrovia, California, with nothing else for the net. Well, thanks so much for your check-in. Great to hear from you, and I don't believe I've heard you before, but this is the Skywarn Usenet, and we're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate your support. So I'll be clear with you now and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Los Angeles, California area? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, net control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any stations in the Branson, Missouri Tri-Lakes area on the following repeaters. 147.105, 443.55, and 224.1 MHz. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Usenet.
KJ6GQ, Kilo Juliet 6, Tango, Quebec.
Okay, we acknowledge KJ6TQ. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Caleb, and to everybody else on the net. This is George, KJ6TQ, here in Branson, Missouri. And want to say we had a high temperature today of 83 degrees after a low of 36 degrees. So the only two places I know with a daily temperature swing like this are the Gobi Desert and the moon. So definitely a wide variety of temperatures here, but otherwise a very gorgeous day, a gorgeous weekend here in the Midwest, and wish we had more of them. And that's all I have. You're doing a great job on this very long net tonight. Back to net control from KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri. Oh, one more thing, sorry. I forgot to give the current temp. Clear and 69 degrees here in Branson. KJ6TQ.
Okay, very good. I'm also back on my regular setup. It seems to be working now. Hopefully it won't mess up on me, but I acknowledge KJ6DQ, George in Branson, Missouri, with 69 degrees currently with clear skies, 83 degree high and a 36 degree low. Yeah, very broad range today, and we actually kind of got to enjoy all spectrums because we got up early and then worked outside till it got warm. So anyway, thanks so much, Dad, for your check-in. I appreciate you and for your help with all the node nonsense. So I'll be clear with KJ6DQ and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Lakes area? Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, net control. Okay, and nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins system-wide from any licensed amateur radio operators who have third parties wishing to check into the Skywarn Youthnet. We invite any third parties who have questions, want to talk about weather, or just want to say hello. We ask that the licensed operator give their call sign, wait for their turn, and then proceed with their third-party traffic along with proper identification of their station before and after the third-party transmissions. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Okay, and nothing else, or nothing heard there. So I'll now take final check-ins from any and all hams located anywhere, including recheck. Please only give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, and I will call you back in the order received. And one more time, we have a trivia question tonight, so let me repeat it for anybody who hasn't heard it. So here's the question. When looking at weather radar, what is a hook echo often an indication of? Any system-wide check-ins, including via Echolink, All-Star, DMR, and YSF, please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Okay, nothing heard. However, I did actually get a check-in via Netlogger, of all things. So I will acknowledge KJ5NON, Mike in Owasso, Oklahoma, via Netlogger. So thank you, Mike, for sending a message and letting me know, and I've got you logged if you're still listening. But if not, I will count it. So thank you very much. So once again, I'll make a final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including any rechecks, before we close the net. Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youthnet. All right, I thought I might have heard a station, so I'll do one more call, a general call for anybody anywhere wishing to check into the Skywarn Youthnet before we close. Please call now with just your call sign normally and phonetically. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard. So, let me reveal that trivia question answer. So, one more time. The question was, when looking at weather radar, what is a hook echo often an indication of? And the answer is a tornado. With weather radar, the hook is created by precipitation being wrapped around the back of a rotating thunderstorm and is usually an indication that a tornado is forming or may already be on the ground. This is where trained spotters are invaluable, as we are able to observe and confirm whether or not a tornado is actually on the ground, which is something that radar cannot do. So, congratulations to Rod KO6GWR, Ken N6KNE, Randy KB5RLM, Brad KJ5CWR, Brandon W5BNL, Lee KJ5KXW, Luther KR4LSP, John KJ7AGQ, Matt AF5JB, Dave N8OAY, Todd KN0LZE, Gary WB6WNI, Jairus AI5Q, and Chad KN4VXP for getting the answer correct. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. I want to thank all young hams and their families, along with all other amateur radio operators, for participating in tonight's Skywarn Youthnet. Young hams are the future of this hobby, and we encourage you to get involved, to get out on the air and talk, and to invite your friends to become hams as well. We also encourage you to learn more about Skywarn activities and about weather. Please join us again next Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Time or Monday at 0030 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Youthnet is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. And also I want to give a big thank you to everybody who checked in for practicing this new method of checking in that we're trying out. So, this is KE0FOE, Net Control, returning all participating repeaters and VOIP nodes back to normal use. 73 and good night from Caleb, KE0FOE, in Branson, Missouri.